This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What a treat we have for you. We really do have a treat for you today on Kingdom Pursuits. And talk about somebody where God has taken their passion and is using it to build the kingdom. We have with us, actually, my good friend, Dr. Alex McFarland. Many of you would know him from many years being on the Truth Network. In fact, at one point in time, I happen to know that Alex was the backup host for Truth Talk Live. Do you remember those days, Alex?
I do, Robbie. It's great to be on with you. And, you know, I was talking to Stu Epperson, 2 days ago, and I really owe him a huge part of my ministerial career, because 20 years ago, through a mutual friend named David Parsons, I met Stu Epperson. And I got to tell this story, man, how I was on Truth Talk Live a Friday. Stu had me on. And a week later, and it was the first time I had ever been on the radio. I mean, it was, you know, I was nervous a little bit, but Stu was there, and, you know, he interviewed me, and it went great, you know. So a week later, he calls me, like, at lunchtime. He says, hey, can you come back to the studio and do Truth Talk Live again? And I was like, yeah, gee, thanks, because I'm, you know, I want to get my name out there. And so I get there, and Tom Booth is there. I believe it was Tom Booth, the engineer. And so we wait, and it gets to be, you know, like 5 minutes till showtime, and then 3 minutes till showtime. And I said, when will Stu Epperson get here? And they said, oh, he's in Washington. You're guest hosting today. And I was like, what? And anyway, that's kind of how I got into it. People ask me, how did you get into Christian radio? I was interviewed by Stu Epperson, and then 1 week later, I was guest hosting the entire show.
Wow. And I, you know, as you were telling that story, Alex, I didn't know that we had David Parsons as a friend in common. So you knew David before you knew Stu?
Well, you know, we had this evangelistic, well, we have, present tense, Truth for a New Generation, this evangelistic ministry out of Greensboro, North Carolina. And one day, you know, somebody was at my door and they said, hey, I'm David Parsons, and I heard about your ministry and I want to know what you're doing. And so the first person I met in the big Truth broadcasting world was David Parsons, and he stopped in. We had an office off of Battleground Avenue in Greensboro, and he stopped in just to say hello. And he said, I hear you're reaching a lot of young people for Christ, and let me pray for you. And I thought, wow, what a nice man. He is such a nice person. And anybody that knows David Parsons, he's just,
oh, yeah,
he's just such a wonderful Christian man. And he said, so he calls me a day or two later. He says, I've got a friend you really, really need to meet. I just have a gut feeling your lives could really do things for Christ. And so we went and we had lunch, and that was my first introduction to Stu Epperson Jr.
Oh, you know, the reason that David knew Stu originally was, well, he may have known some other, and he may have a different version of the story, but David was the chairman of the Christian Businessmen's Committee in Winston-Salem. And okay. Stu had come and waited, or he didn't wait, he was my radio rep from WSJS, and he had come when I was a car dealer there at what the time was Bob Neal Chrysler Plymouth, and I invited Stu to the Christian Businessmen's Committee meeting that we had, and David Parsons was the chairman.
CBMC.
And so I find that absolutely fascinating how God did all that, but I'm kind of letting my other guests down, because we have more loaded for you today. Not just Alex, not talking about Truth for a New Generation that's coming to Richmond. You're going to find out about that in October. We're going to get to that in a second. But I also have with us today Nancy Hicks. And Nancy is an author of a brand new book. Welcome, Nancy. I can't seem to get her on. Oh, you're still speaking to Nancy. So welcome, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
I see what was happening. Nancy, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning. Can you hear us, Nancy? Okay, Alex. work.
Well, we hope we get to visit with Nancy.
We hope we will. But there she is. I think we got her now.
Yeah.
Maybe now. Nancy, are
you
with us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we do. We're so glad you're with us. And you've got a new book you just wrote.
Yes, I have a new book I just wrote, Meant to Live. Living in light of the good news, Robbie. It sounds like you're all about that.
Well, we're really in luck, Alex, because Nancy has a book called Meant to Live, and you've got Truth for the New Generation conference coming up in Richmond. So, I mean, it's like God put you guys together so we could share some good news today.
Amen.
Fantastic.
And Nancy, where are you from?
So I am originally from Canada, actually, from Toronto. However, I have been spending the last 17 years living just outside of Philadelphia here in the U.S.
Oh, wow. And
yeah.
Philadelphia is not terribly far from Cincinnati, Alex, and you have a Truth for the New Generation coming up there November 15th and 16th, right?
We do. We're going to have a conference there, and that's a great thing that we're going to be up there at Landmark Baptist Church, and we're going to bring in Josh McDowell and Erwin Lutzer and a few other people. But Nancy, tell us about the book. When did you write it?
Well, it's actually just come out. You know, these release dates are sort of fluid, so it's really out this month, pre-orders, et cetera, on Amazon. But this book, you know, it's been in my belly for years. I was working in the marketplace and was an on-air spokesperson for QVC for over 10 years. I was a singer back in Canada on main stage, musical theater, and concert work, but always a leader in the church. And the whole time, since I was a teenager. And so really this book has been sort of percolating over years of being a leader in the church and watching the church, keeping abreast, especially now that I have a speaking ministry and that's what I'm doing full time, just keeping abreast of kind of the Pew Research and Barna reports and all the missiology reports coming out of what's going on around the world. And it's a book that really is addressing this dichotomy that we're seeing in the church today, capital C Church, where the gospel is flourishing around the nations, South America, Africa, Asia, these continents. It's flourishing like never before in history in these parts of the world. But the contrast is that here in North America, in the West, the church is in radical decline. And so this church addresses the dichotomy that I'm seeing as I go and minister to the majority world church in these parts of the world and see the life and the vigor and the desire and the hunger for the gospel and for the power of God, which is the gospel.
Oh, wow. So you could see that today's show, Alex,
yeah.
It's going to be awesome. We got so much to talk about.
Yeah.
But I still got Robbie's riddle to get going. So actually, today's riddle is speaking of birds. And, you know, I don't know if you thought about this, Alex, but if you want to keep squirrels out of the bird feeder, you have to install a climate control. Think about that.
Okay.
It climate.
Climate control.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew this. There's a special species of bird that is really good at holding stuff together, and they're a protected species, meaning you can't shoot them. They're called Velcros. Those, yeah, they'll get you. And a friend of mine told me he had the bird flu, and he told me also that he thought he was a victim of, are you ready for this? Foul plague.
Okay.
Foul plague. Yeah, that's bad.
F-O-W-L.
Yeah, there you go.
Robbie, keep your day job, brother.
I've got to do this. This is part of being on Kingdom Pursuit. You get to hear my jokes, whether you like them or not.
Exactly.
Last one's coming at you, right? They did come out with a GPS device for bird watchers, and it will give you a turn-by-turn direction. Think about it. It'll come to you. So with all that, you knew I would actually have a riddle, a Bible riddle that's coming at you this morning. If you can guess this and call in at 866-34-TRUTH, we'll get that for you in a minute, and we'll get all that from Keith. But which four-letter bird came forth from the ark and became a branch manager? If you know the answer to that, 866-348-7884. When we come back, we'll get you the prizes and all that's going along with that riddle. And we'll hear more from Alex, Dr. Alex McFarland, Truth for a Next Generation, and Meant to Live. by Nancy Hicks. Stay tuned. Suits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are so glad to have with us both Dr. Alex McFarland, Truth for a New Generation conference coming up in Richmond, Virginia. Those are folks up there listening to WLES, but even those people in Rich Raleigh are pretty close. It's coming October 11th through the 12th. And Todd Starnes is one of the speakers, as well as Kamal Saleem. And then there's another conference coming up in Cincinnati, as we talked about. But also with us is Nancy Hicks with her new book, Meant to Live. And Nancy, as you were talking about your book, you mentioned your ministry, and I didn't get a chance to hear what exactly that was.
Well, the ministry is called Nancy Hicks Live. And the live part has many, many meanings. I'm sure you can think about what that means from a media standpoint. That's one thing, but it's really got other meanings. But the ministry I actually started, though I was ministering in the church while I was working in the marketplace, head of outreach and evangelism, teaching Bible classes and just helping people walk with God. I started the ministry after I graduated from seminary. This was while I was still working on air for QVC, and the ministry actually I go and speak and raise up, in particular, female leaders around the world, places like Haiti and parts of Africa and Asia, some of those places I can't mention, and places where, the gospel is really burgeoning. And then, of course, I speak and minister back here in North America. I love the U.S. and Canada, since I'm originally from Canada, and minister and bring back the testimony and try to encourage the church here. So I'm speaking. That's what I do. Conferences, retreats, preaching, etc.
That is awesome. So that was the word that I didn't get. But speaking is, and speaking of speaking, I mean, Alex, yes, is that's one of his main things that he gets to do. Welcome back, Alex.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, we lost his phone for a minute. We're just having an interesting phone time today on Kingdom Pursuits. But I did want to mention that, oh my goodness, you've got another lineup of speakers, speaking of speakers, coming for the Truth for New Generation conference. You got Todd Starnes, Kamal Saleem. Tell me about what you're excited about in the speakers that you have coming.
Well, I'm excited because, like Nancy mentioned earlier in the interview, that the gospel in the United States is kind of plateaued or declining. And I'm excited that we bring in speakers like Todd Starnes and former Muslim Kamal Saleem. We've got Tina Marie Griffin, the counterculture mom. We've got Bill Federer, who is, he wrote that very famous book, America's God and Country Quotation Book. He's really kind of an expert on the Judeo-Christian worldview that undergirded the foundation of America. And I'm excited because we're informing, inspiring, and mobilizing Christians to be witnesses for the gospel. Truth for a New Generation, we've done, I don't know, 4 dozen cities over the last 20 years, and maybe about 500,000 youth have sat in these events. But our goal is to promote a spiritual awakening. I love the Lord. I love the church. And I don't mean to be doom and gloom, but we in America are desperately in need of a great awakening, a move of God. Yeah. We are becoming so dark and so pagan. And you may have seen this week in the news how at Union Seminary, a historically good seminary, but now pagan, they're worshiping plants, confessing to plants, because plants are the source of our life, they say. And it's basically animism. And we are descending. They used to say a post-Christian era. Now we're a pagan culture, largely. We've lost the truth about God. We can't even definitively say what is a male and a female anymore. Inmates in prisons that are transgender, now the Democrats are wanting them to be given OBGYN medical care. Although I really don't know what OBGYN treatment a male would need, but we're in a
a very dark, immoral, godless era of our country's time. And this is no time to, you know, despair and throw up our hands in desperation, but we do need to pray, and we need the presence of God in our midst. So I'm excited about the TNG conference, this Truth for New Generation, because, yes, it's apologetics and it's worldview, but it's also the principles of revival and spiritual awakening, whereby believers of every age group can be used by God to promote the light of the gospel in our increasingly dark culture.
That is awesome. And Nancy, obviously, your book is kind of pointed in that same direction. So I'm interested, what are you excited about in your book that when, man, I can hardly wait till people read this, that chapter or that story, or what is it that would whet my appetite? Like, man, I got to read this book.
Well, I think one of the things, you know, I love what Alex is saying. I think what we're saying, we followers of Christ are saying is, okay, yes, we need to go back to first things. This book takes us back to first things, you know, like we go back to, what was his name? Lombardi, is it Vince?
Yeah, he was a football coach. I like the
Packers.
Right.
That famous incident where they were not performing well. Those seasoned players, NFL players, were not performing well. And he took them back and started the season by holding up a football and saying, gentlemen, to these seasoned football NFL players, gentlemen, this is a football. And so I believe with all my heart that going back to first things is the call. And it really emerges from Genesis chapter 3, which is the impetus and the centerpiece of the book, which is Genesis chapter 3 is where, of course, Adam and Eve have separated from the God who is life. And for the first time now they're naked, and when they were perfectly fine with that and in relationship with God, now, of course, they're naked and ashamed and hiding. And tracking God in that scene in Genesis chapter 3, sort of verses 8 to 10, you see God, when you track God, you see God going out into the garden after them and calling to them, where are you? And explicit in the text is that question that God puts out and poses to all creation, where are you, to Adam and Eve? And implicit in the text is you were meant to live. Come back to life. And so the book's practical, Robbie. It's practical. It helps. Okay, so it's fine to talk about the gospel, but the fact of the matter is we are seeing followers of Christ. It's not just non-believers. The secular world that's struggling around and sloshing around the bad news, it's followers of Christ. Pound for pound, we look the same. Something's wrong. And we can't just blame culture. It's us. And so I believe with all my heart, we need to go back to the powers that God gave to the church, which were the power of the gospel. You know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation and the power of the Spirit. But we've gotten into bed with all kinds of powers, and the people are looking at us and saying, yeah, the church is judgmental, hypocritical, old-fashioned, too political. And this book is a call to respond, stop bickering with each other and stop being divisive and pointing fingers and blaming non-believers. And let's respond instead of reacting to all of these things. Let's respond to the God who calls us to life.
That's fascinating.
So that's really the book. Yeah.
You would use the exact same word that Alex named this conference, unashamed. So I know that speaks to your heart, Alex.
Amen. We're not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God. You know, traditionally in missions, the more unevangelized a culture is, you know, the less Christian light has been there, the more the power of God has been seen. And I really think, as much as I appreciate that there's many churches in every city, and you know, we've got a lot of resources and Christian bookstores and things like that. But the American church, and I would say the church in Europe and the West in general, the church has got to rediscover the power of the supernatural. We need to rediscover prayer that absolutely changes things in a big way. The presence of God. You know, you read about the Great Awakenings, and You know, I've spent a lot of my adult life studying revivals and great awakenings, and there were times when the Spirit of God was just so heavy in a city or a region that people inexplicably just were drawn to churches, or they would go into a town and feel conviction and, you know, have to just find somebody that could tell them about Jesus. Benjamin Franklin, during the Great Awakening of the 1700s, was in Boston, and Benjamin Franklin said, quote, "It seemed as if the whole world were growing religious, so that one could not walk through any town in the evening without hearing psalms sung in every home by every family of every street." And Franklin, by the way, was led to Christ by the British evangelist George Whitefield. But we need a great move of God's Holy Spirit. And I was too young to really remember the Jesus movement, but I hear that in the late 60s and early 70s, it was kind of like that. The Jesus movement was a great awakening, not completely, but to a large degree, many of the mainline churches kind of pushed back against it. Because, you know, all these young people were coming into their churches in T-shirts and long hair. I think we need to ask God and say, "Lord, please give us a do-over. Could we have another Jesus movement?"
I like
movement?
That word.
Yeah.
I agree. Nancy, your comments. Oh.
My comments. Oh.
We got that music, which tells me we get to go to a break and find out some more wonderful stuff from our sponsors. But in the meantime, Alex's conference is all there at kingdompursuits.com. Nancy's new book is Meant to Live. You can find it on Amazon and all Christian bookstores. So we got so much more. Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Stay tuned. Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom today. We're so blessed to have with us Alex McFarland with his Truth for the New Generation, which is actually called Unashamed. It's a conference coming to Richmond, Virginia, October 11th through the 12th. All sorts of amazing speakers, Todd Starnes, Kamal Saleem, and it's, you know, definitely going to be worth waiting for and coming to in October, as well as in Cincinnati, Ohio. They've got one coming up November 15th and 16th. We also have with us Nancy Hicks, and she's a wonderful speaker and author of the new book, Meant to Live. So we're excited to hear more from them. But first, we got Danny Spanier, who is with Pinedale Christian Church. He wants to take a minute and talk about what they've got coming to Pinedale. Welcome, Danny.
Robbie, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be on this morning. Yeah, we have Triumphant Quartet coming in concert on Friday, October the 4th at 7 p.m. And Triumphant, they've got more awards than I have time to list here, but they are really a great quartet. They do hymns, they do Southern gospel. They're the group that took Chainbreaker to number one. So they kind of take a song that's out on the radio now, and they put their slant on it, and it's going to be an incredible night of worship. You'll laugh, you'll cry. It's just something that we're really trying to get the word out to anyone here in the Triad area. They're going to love it.
Yeah, and they've come before, right? And you guys packed it out.
They came last year, actually in November, and about 4 out of 5 people, when they left the door, said, "Hey, we've got to have those guys back." It was just a really a night of laughter, a night of worship, and like I said, before it's over with, you had a tear in your eye. And it was just a really good night, and so we're honored to have them come back in the area, and just love to get the word out so folks can come and join us.
That is awesome, Danny. I appreciate the partnership always with Pinedale, and you can get tickets by doing what?
You can go online on itickets.com, and you'll find Triumphant Concert there. Or if you're in the Winston-Salem area, you can call and come by the church. We have them here. But so online tickets at itickets.com or here at Pinedale Christian Church, www.pinedale.org, or 336-788-7600.
Wonderful, Danny. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on and sharing that. And by the way, if you want to win some tickets, we have some here that they have supplied us with. So all you have to do is answer today's riddle. And, right, Keith, tell them what they'll win.
They can win 6 tickets to see Triumphant Quartet on October 4th at Pinedale Christian Church.
There you go. And all you have to do is tell us what four-letter bird came forth from the ark and became a branch manager. 866-348-7884 to win tickets to Triumphant. Which four-letter bird came forth from the ark and became a branch manager? Alex, don't worry, I still have my day job, and we're still going.
I'm thinking through my Bible chapters and trying to come up with an answer, but maybe some of your callers will call in.
I'm hoping that we could give away some of these tickets. Triumphant is coming. But, you know, one of the things that I have loved for years and years is your passion. And I really think that I'm excited because, you know, like my daughter, who is 20 years old, is going to Samford University. And it's there in that age group that you have always had a passion for. These are the next generation that, wow, you know, when I see her coming on fire for Christ, then that just gives me all kinds of hope. And so that next generation is a big part of what we're doing.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm excited about reaching college students and high schoolers. I came to the Lord when I was in college, but I've always, you know, had a real heart for that demographic. I will say this, as much as I believe in education, and it's been my privilege to speak at, I've lost count, well over 200 American universities, I will say this, and moms and dads need to know this, that unless your child goes to a solidly Christian university, like Liberty University, who helps sponsor our tour, you know, I'm very grateful for Liberty helping to underwrite the Truth for a New Generation event. And Liberty is a great Christian school, and there are others, but unless you go to a solidly Christian school, I can guarantee, that your kids are going to be taught globalism, relativism. You know, globalism really undermines and minimizes American sovereignty and the uniqueness, the exceptionalism of America. Relativism says there is no ultimate truth. We all make our own truth. There will really be an enforced pluralism that all views are equally true. And let me say this regarding humanity and sexuality. There is the view of egalitarianism, that everything is equal, and you dare not say that anything is different. Homosexuality is commensurate with heterosexuality, and you can't say there are objectively males and females. My point is, Ravi Zacharias said it very well, college in America has become 4 years and $100,000 to discover that you can't know anything. And that's part of the reason why, you know, and I literally get these emails every day of the week. Parents are like, you know, I don't understand it. My child was a leader in the youth group and great, you know, excited about church, walking with the Lord, and now they're in college and they're an agnostic or they're a skeptic. And it's because so much of American education has become more about indoctrination rather than the pursuit of truth. And that's why you need to come to Richmond October 11 and 12 to Mount Vernon Baptist. The website is truthfor, that's F-O-R, truthforanewgeneration.com.
Let us inspire and equip your young people to know what they believe and why they'll be able to defend their faith confidently in any situation. And while we love people equally, we don't love all ideas equally. We don't love all philosophies equally. All people are equal in the eyes of God, but all worldviews are not. There are many worldviews that are false. There's one worldview that is comprehensively true, and that's
right.
the biblical worldview.
And Nancy, as you're listening to that, from a standpoint of young people in your book, what do you see that going?
Wow, I have so much to say about what I've just heard. I have to say that I, again, believe with all my heart, yes, millennials, we know. I have two sons. One is studying right now, doing a dual degree in grad school at Harvard, and undergoing chemotherapy while he started law school there. And then our other son is a businessman, graduated. Both of them graduated from top-notch Christian college, and a daughter-in-law now as well. All three millennials. I understand the decline, I can tell you, I have spent so much time with millennials as well, and I speak at Christian colleges, at colleges generally, but Christian colleges is in particular. Yes, radical decline there, also an interesting demographic leaving the church, sadly, is women. And there are various reasons for that. But let me go back to the millennials. I have to say that I come from a very... a teaching-type church. We have no shortage in this particular congregation, about 1,500 just outside of Philadelphia, non-denominational. It's high, high, high value on biblical knowledge and love of Christ and his kingdom. Fantastic. We have no shortage in North America of biblical knowledge. We have no shortage of access to materials, which is one of the things that sort of fires me up around the nations. They don't have what we have in terms of resources to be discipled. It's not for lack of information. It's not for lack of teaching. I really believe it's for lack of encounter with the truth, without a doubt. But the truth is Jesus Christ himself, not just the way we think, but our relationship with Christ.
Which gets back to the prayer thing that Alex was talking about, and I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's a supernatural thing when you enter into it with God. So we've got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Stay tuned. Don't forget, call us 866-348-7884. Which was that bird? The fourth. God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom today. We're so blessed to have with us Alex McFarland with his Truth for the New Generation conference coming to Richmond this year. It is called Unashamed. And you can tell they're unashamed. They've got Todd Starnes and Kamal Saleem, as well as many others lined up for that, coming up October 11th and 12th. And then we have with us Nancy Hicks, who has a new book she's just come out with. She's also a speaker, Meant to Live. And I'm interested, you guys both talked about speaking in a lot of colleges. Have you spoken at Samford University, where my daughter is, Nancy?
No, I have not.
Have you, Alex?
No, I haven't. I would love to, though.
Well, there you go.
Tell her I'll come.
It's in Birmingham, Alabama, and you know that Pastor Kortz's brother used to be the president of that college. And
really?
Yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah. And it is, you know, from my experience, one of the first things they did with us was took us on a prayer walk, because you're speaking of prayer.
Amen.
And we went around to each of these buildings, and we prayed for the faculty and the, I guess you call them professors, Alex.
Yeah.
We prayed for, and they had all these different touch points. But it was really one of the more remarkable things that I, you know, got to experience, you know, some of the things that they were sharing with us. on how that, you know, it was biblically based and the way that they're
founded.
And then they have, you know, like Liberty, they've got, you know, you have to get so many convocation credits and stuff like that. If you're gonna, and so they kind of make sure that the students don't get away from the Bible.
You know, I was at Harvard taking a PhD class. It was really expensive, actually. $3,750 for a 3-hour course, which I suppose in, you know, upper echelon grad classes, that's probably about normal. But I was going through this old gate there in Cambridge at the Harvard campus, and there was a cornerstone in this gate. As you enter the Harvard campus, there's a verse from the Psalms, and it says, Christ for the city. And I thought, wow. And I was looking at the hundreds of kids going in and out. How many know that this apparently was one of the verses that was kind of very special to the people who built this, Christ for this city? And, you know, if you Google how Christians started the Ivy League, you'll find out, you know, one of the first presidents of Princeton was Jonathan Edwards, an incredible philosopher and leader of the First Great Awakening. But Harvard, Princeton, Yale, William and Mary, Brown, Cornell, they were all overtly, explicitly Christian schools. And
yeah, Alex, I actually mentioned that in my book. I think it's fascinating that today, I think one of the things that I'm hearing, and I talk about actually these four camps of Christians that I'm seeing that are kind of, again, sort of reacting to each other. They've got some form of the gospel, which of course the Apostle Paul says is no gospel at all. Sort of, again, reacting against the culture, reacting against each other, reacting against what's being taught. I know for our boys in our home, we wanted to make sure we taught our boys, of course, you know, the number one prayer of our lives for our children is that God would draw their hearts, that their hearts would be so driven to God's heart, to Christ's heart. And all the other things that we pray about, think about, our list of prayer requests. Listen, everything is going to unfold, and I am most concerned with how my children, how my family loves Christ well and walks with Christ well. The fear piece of it that I really see in our church today, in the church today in North America, I think is strangling us. And I want to make sure that when my boys, I know when they were heading off, going through college or high school and then heading off to college, I wanted to make sure they kicked the tires of their faith. It wasn't mandatory that they go to a Christian college. I was more concerned that they knew the living Christ and could stand knowing how to think, not just what to think, but how, because God is so infinite. And what it is, how we can know Him, we will never exhaust. I don't want to be afraid of what my kids are going to learn. I want them to shake the trees, and I want them to kick the tires, and I want them to ask the hard questions, and I don't want to be afraid of it. And I will spend a lot of time on my faith in prayer for them. But my number one prayer for them will be, God, drive their heart, drive their soul into Your own, I pray. So I don't think the fear, I don't want to get involved in the fear game. I want to keep my eyes on Christ. I want to keep my eyes on what He's doing and not get distracted by all kinds of things that are going to cause me to trip and stumble and hold my kids a little more closely or out of fear.
Alex, I'm going to give you the last word as we're heading out for the end of the show. I know you are. Go ahead.
Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Satan cannot stop the onward march of God's family.
There you go. Thank you for listening to Kingdom Pursuits. Got so much more truth coming at you. Encouraging prayer followed by a masculine journey. All coming up on the Truth Network. Stay tuned.